Next application is case number 11430, the application of Robert and Larita Joyette. I probably said that wrong. Site is located east of Route 30, Gravel Hill Road, being located at the end of Snow Road and being a portion of Parcel B of the Robert A. Raley and Stanley L. Thompson subdivision at the easterly end of Kawan Acre subdivision. A 911 address was not available at this time. The tax map ID is 234, map 15, parcel 3.07, requesting a variance minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. To be more specific, this application is requesting a 28.58-foot variance from the required lot width for the residual land of the applicant. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application. We'll advise the board that the Planning and Zoning Commission has already reviewed the application based on this request and granted approval to subdivide the property subject to the board giving consideration to the variance. A similar application on another section of Kawan Acres on another cul-de-sac.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert A. Jewett, 23 Snow Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have two witnesses here that I'd also like to make just a brief presentation after I'm done.
Okay, you want to have them come forward in now, and we'll have
Keith Mr. Sharp to come up, please.
Swear them in, then, please.
I'm Robert. Is it okay to have them swear
yeah,
in?
Yeah, we'll
while
get them
and
get them sworn in.
Okay, day.
Mr. Sharp,
can you state your name and address for the record?
Adam Dowdy, 2 Edward Street, Georgetown, Delaware, 4947.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Keith Dowdy, 10 Snow Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
I'm Robert Jewett. My wife and I bought parcels A and B in Kawan subdivision approximately 30 years ago. The problem we have is that we only got 150 feet of frontage on Snow Road. And this evening, I'd like to request a variance so that a driveway that is already in existence would provide access to the 5-acre parcel, which is designated as Lot B. The young couple that wants to buy the parcel can't afford the 5 acres, but they can afford 2.6 acres, and they've asked that we make that available, and that's not a problem for my wife or I, so that's why we're here. The only problem we have is we only have 150 feet on the cul-de-sac that dead ends on our property at the end of Snow Road. So we're asking a variance to provide an additional driveway, and that would be to my wife's and our existing home. We've been back there 30 years, and that's easily done if we get the variance. The approximately 1,400 square foot home, single story home, would be put on 2.6 acres. I would indicate that all of the other lots in Kawan Acres, except the Darrell Hudson property, are only 1 acre in size. So the young couple would be completely wooded and have a beautiful spot to raise their children. Going on with the practical difficulty in terms of asking for relief, when we bought the property, Mr. Raley told me that we'd have no problem if we ever wanted to build on the 5 acres. And I will just simply say I believed him at the time, but as you can see, we're here in front of you tonight because there is a problem. By the way, I work for Mr. Raley for 27 years after I bought the property. It didn't have anything to do with my buying the property from him, but he did cut corners. I'll just say that and be done with it. We can't possibly do this house on that property unless we get the variance, just simply because there's not enough frontage according to your rules and regulations. With the extent of the variance is we're asking that you permit me to put an additional driveway off the cul-de-sac, and that would be 16 feet wide, and I would stay 10 feet from the Kimmick property, which is the closest adjacent property to where I would need to put the driveway. All of this is made possible by the Adams Kemp surveyors, who looked at a land variance that was made for the Hudson family approximately 2 years ago, and they wanted their daughter to have a house on their property off of Kawan Drive, and the same surveyors made the footprint on Kawan, and they suggested to me that if I went with the same footprint in front of planning and zoning and this panel, that it might be approved. No one has ever said to me that it would be. I'm just saying that we're asking that it be approved. I would simply say I started Habitat for Humanity over 30 years ago. I've been involved in the reconstruction or construction of 1,500 houses in Sussex County. This is a young couple that's asked me to build a home so they would have access to both the grandparents and the great-grandparents. Grandparents live on Snow Road, the great-grandparents over on Kawan. My wife and I, just say it right up front, don't need the money, but we would like to create a situation where we would build a strong family, and they're both here. Adam, if you'd come up first and answer a couple of questions. Adam and his wife came to me about 3 months ago and asked my wife and I if we would make land available. The reason he came to us is they went through the subdivision and there are two lots, but neither of the persons involved in those, it's multiple acreage, will sell. That's been several times in the past people have tried to. And Adam's wife said to me at the time, my vision has been that I would be able to have my child pull his cart or ride his tricycle down the street to his grandparents' house. And I can simply say my wife and I, there wasn't any way we could not try to do this. So we're not talking about financial hardship. We're not talking about I got to do it. We're talking about it would be very, very nice and would really create a stronger community if we permitted this. Adam, do you have anything to add tonight?
I think I would just like to point out we at least tried to make it a single variance as opposed to two separate ones, since we made one lot more road frontage than the other, to try to make it, you know, less of an imposition on the board.
Keith, do you want to come up, please? This would be Adam's dad, and he's the grandfather involved in this whole process. And we've been neighbors and friends for 30 years, for what that's worth.
I guess I'd just add that I have been there for 30 years. I'm a landowner on Snow Road. And the end of the road, which is what properties talked about tonight, would fit in well. I mean, it's just a single-family home that's trying to happen at the end of the road. Similar to the other side, Kawan Acres has two roads off of 30, and they would end up being very similar if you approve this on Snow Road, like was what happened on Kawan Drive.
Thank you, Keith.
All right, sir.
One last comment.
Yes, sir.
The two lots that we're talking about are heavily wooded. They have a dozen kinds of trees on them. They haven't been cut for 85 years. So we're talking about a very private setting. you wouldn't be able to see the home from the circle, from the Snow Road entrance. That's all the information I have. But I would ask for a variance based on the statements of the three of us. Thank you.
All right, sir. We'll see if there's any questions. Are there any questions from members of the board? Start with you, Mr. Workman.
Is it a clear lot, or you got cleared of woods?
No, it's all wooded.
It's all wooded.
Totally, totally wooded. It hasn't been cut for 85 years.
Okay. Good enough. No other question.
Mr. Mills?
Several. I'm not sure I understand what the survey is showing us. I see two curves, C3 and C2.
Surely.
And I believe that is the frontage, the current existing frontage, non-subdivided. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I also see on the schedule that the total arc length of those curves is less than 150 feet. 130, Mr. Lank, you can help me out here. About 130.9 feet.
on the setback requirement, which is 30 foot, the lot shows to be 100 feet on the proposed lot and 71.42 feet on the lot being retained. But we measure lot width at the setback, not at the road front.
So, okay. So it doesn't have to have 150 feet of road frontage. It
not, has all, not on a on a subdivision street, only on public road.
I gotcha. Okay.
Right.
I'm with you. So, okay, so then we're talking about C4 and 5, which would be 171. Okay.
Right.
So what they're seeking here are actually two variances.
You know, you're seeking a variance for the width of the retained residual property.
Which it has to be 100 feet, is that?
The minimum requirement is 100. He's asking for a variance of 28.58,
which is 71 feet.
C2.
It's C4 and C5.
C4 and 5.
Yeah. So there's not C5 is 100.
Right. There's not a 150-foot requirement. It's a 100-foot requirement.
100.
Okay. And that's after the 30-foot setback.
And it's measured at the 30-foot setback.
Okay.
And so just to be clear, Mr. Lang, track A does not, what the proposed track A does not need a variance.
Track A does not need a variance. The application is on the portion being retained as residual.
So the area that is showing on the western side of the cul-de-sac to the edge of what would be the new track A is the part that needs the variance.
Right.
And that will be where the driveway for the residual lands will be relocated to.
Right.
Okay.
And that's curve C4.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay. And the other question I have for the applicant is there are five standards for granting the variance. How, and one of the standards is it cannot have been created by the applicant. So how is this not have been created by you? You have a parcel that has the required frontage. How have you not created this?
It was my understanding when I talked to the surveyors that I would need to put another driveway in. I would need to get permission to do it because of the lack of frontage. And I simply relied on their judgment, and that's why I'm here.
Okay, I understand that. Did you fill out the application for this
request?
Okay. And when you filled the application out, you signed a piece of paper that said you understood that you had to convince this board that you meet five standards. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The third standard is that the request cannot have been created by the applicant. So my question to you is, how has it not been created by you? The hardship or the exceptional practical difficulty. Right now you have a parcel that has the required road frontage.
Correct.
And you're asking to subdivide it. How is that not being created by you?
I would say that it is.
Okay.
Being created by me.
you have to convince us otherwise that it is not, or you're not meeting the five standards for granting a variance.
All
do you
right.
need more time to consider that? Along with the other four, because I'm not sure you covered all the five standards. I'm not.
Pardon?
Would I be permitted to say something?
Sure.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Step up to the podium, please.
I believe Mr. Jewett mentioned that when he purchased the property from Mr. Riley, that he was under the understanding that he would, at some point in time, be able to split the property in some form or fashion. And then also, I believe that Mr. Jewett is not, he's not the one that is creating the problem. I guess you could say that wanting to build another home, family home, in a family neighborhood is creating the problem.
Well, I'm sure that through the proper channels of subdivision that's correct. It could very well be subdivided in many different ways. But in this particular case, you know, that's one of the standards that has to be met. So that's all the questions I have.
Okay. Mr. Russell?
Yeah, one question. The applicant said, or the application says there's 11.97 acres that you own there. Is that total?
Yes, that's what we own.
That's the whole parcel?
Yes, that's involves the two parcels, A and B.
Okay. And each parcel will consist after a subdivision of how much?
We would have approximately 9.5 acres left if this was approved, this variance was approved.
So the 2.249 acres is what you intend to sell to Adams?
That's correct.
It is, and you say you've been there 30 years. You say you've been there 30 years.
30 years, yes, sir.
And you bought the property from Mr. Riley, the developer?
Mr. Riley and Mr. Yeah. Thompson.
And you were always under the impression that you could do, he told you you could do whatever.
Flat out.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hearing no further questions.
I'm
sorry. Sure.
Are you planning on, at some point, if this goes through, you're going to have 9.53 acres. Are you planning at any point in time to subdivide that further?
No, I wasn't even planning to sell this, to be just really blunt. I would just simply say you cannot be a good neighbor and live with somebody for 30 years and turn them down under these circumstances. We owed it to each other to try, let me put it that way. So, I would ask that you consider giving us the variance and letting this young couple that's just married, and they both work here for the school system in Indian River, let them get their house built, and they've already started their family. So that's the only reason I'm here.
Mr. Lank.
Sir.
Looking at the tax map that was provided to us, I just want to make sure I'm looking at it right, because it appears the further east you go off of the cul-de-sac that the property continues on a straight line.
Right.
But when I look at this survey, it seems to head southeast.
Well, you're basing it on the tax map. The survey is more accurate.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was looking at it right, because it was a little confusing earlier.
The applicant made reference to a similar situation. And if you looked at the tax map again, parcel 3.02 just north of the property on another street, it doesn't have the name, but I think it's Kwan.
That's Kwan, and that was the Hudson family asked for a variance.
Parcel, I believe it says 3.27.
10.5 acres.
No, it's a small parcel right next to the 10.55. Parcel A, is 3.02. The parcel just to its left, right at the cul-de-sac. That's the lot they referenced earlier as being approved by the board.
I see.
So those are now two separate lots?
There are two separate lots, and that was the Hudson reference previously mentioned by the applicant.
Was there a variance necessary for that?
Yes, there was.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically took their frontage and split it almost, and with 87.3 and a 77.3 foot frontage.
We approved it.
And they split that?
Yeah. And are those numbers 77.3 and 87.3 on 30?
With my bifocal, it looks like 77.3 and 87.3.
Is that the actual frontage of on the cul-de-sac or 30 feet back?
No, that's the actual frontage.
Okay.
But it did have to have variances to create the lot.
Okay.
I looked at the index. I think that was done in 06. I thought it was sooner, more recent than that, but it looks like it was 06.
What was that?
2006 or 2006. I thought it was sooner also, but it was done in 2006.
Let me double check it.
Okay. I think you're about right on that, Mr. Knight.
Well, I remember that it was, I can't remember first name, but it was Hudson with the last name. 234.15.3.
It was Daryl and Carol Hudson asked
right.
for that.
That was August 21st, 2006.
And we approved it.
Daryl, that's right.
We've been neighbors and friends all that time.
And right there.
Both live next to one with no fence between us.
Yep. Okay. Then any further questions? Hearing no further questions. Again, are there any persons here who are in favor of this application? Is there anyone there in the back? Yes, ma'am. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We take case number 11,430 under advisement.
Okay. Have a second for that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, that we take case number 11,430 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give their usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, what that means by your case being taken under advisement, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning, you know, after 9 o'clock. And the reason being taken under advisement is to give the board some more time to deliberate on it. Okay?
Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Yes, sir. You're certainly welcome, sir.